Welcome to your daily devotional for February 22nd. His word, a burning fire. Jeremiah chapter 20 and verse 9, and we'll begin reading in verse 7. O Lord, you induced me, and I was persuaded. You are stronger than I and have prevailed. I am in derision daily. Everyone mocks me, for when I spoke, I cried out. I shouted violence and plunder. Because the word of the Lord was made to me a reproach and a derision daily. Then I said, I will not make mention of him, nor speak any more in his name. But his word was in my heart like a burning fire, shut up in my bones. I was weary of holding it back, and I could not. God had called Jeremiah into the ministry as this course of his life was ordained from before the prophet was even formed in the womb. Jeremiah chapter 1 and verse 5. It was not an easy call on Jeremiah's life. He was rejected, mocked, despised, and abused by men. Even as he delivered the message from God to the children of Israel that would save their souls, if not also their lives, Jeremiah was mistreated. In our text, things had actually gotten to the point that he was ready to give up his prophetic ministry. But God's word was in his heart like a burning fire that could not be held back. For the true servant of God, it is never an option to give up. Consider that Jesus Christ experienced the same kind of treatment from men, but he never wavered for a moment in his ministry and mission. Knowing this, let us follow his example and let us never think that doing God's work on earth will be easy. The faithful Christian will find that there are many adversaries. The professing Christian who seeks to compromise with the ways of the world, teach and follow only some of the truth, speak little of sin and repentance, and bring the culture of the unsaved into one's own heart and home, may have an easier time of it, but will draw the displeasure of the Almighty. Christian soldier, do not quit the battle. Do not hold back the word of God which you know and is the objective basis of your salvation and rule of life. And it is the gospel of Jesus Christ, which is the message of God, that you must preach and share with others. Mark chapter 16, verses 15 and 16.